AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mayor Rubin in New York. The owner of the Wagner Private Military Group made his most direct challenge to the Kremlin yet. Friday, he called for an armed rebellion. Today, he says he is inside the Rostov Army headquarters and controls the city's military sites. CBS's Ian Lee has the latest.
There is no love lost between the head of the Wagner mercenary group and Russia's Ministry of Defense, but the war of words has exploded in public. Yevgeny Prigozhin, who leads the Wagner mercenary group, has accused the Russian military of a deadly missile strike on his troops, allegedly killing dozens. In an audio message on social media, he's vowed to march for justice and punish those responsible.
The feds want to delay former President Trump's documents trial to December. CBS's Scott McFarland tells us why.
The special counsel Jack Smith recommends December 11th for this projected two-week trial of former President Trump that runs right up against Christmas. As part of his motion late Friday night, Smith says the case involves classified information and that defense lawyers need the requisite time to get the requisite security clearances.
The tragic end of the Titan submersible is raising questions about whether the company operating it took shortcuts on safety. WBZ-TV's Chris Tanaka has the latest from Boston.
Both Canada and the U.S. have now launched investigations into the catastrophic implosion of the Titan. Thousands of feet below sea level, remotely operated vehicles continue to probe for evidence that might reveal what caused the tragedy.
We can go back to the blueprints and reconstruct parts of the vessel and then subject those materials to the kind of cycles that the vessel went through.
Some of the families of the five people killed in the implosion are calling for an investigation.
Major demonstrations planned today in Washington a year after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Here's CBS's Willie James Inman.
President Biden is marking 1 year since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade.
President Biden and Vice President Harris stand with the majority of Americans who believe the right to choose is fundamental.
The president is using the occasion to issue a new executive order. The order strengthens access to birth control pills through the Affordable Care Act, Medicare, and Medicaid services. It also tries to ensure access to pills for veterans and service members through other federal programs.
A total of 15 states have stopped nearly all abortion services. Traffic is moving again on a section of I-95 outside Philadelphia that was just repaired and opened today. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today. 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Watts. GTWLawyers.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 91. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows of aloft around 62. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, high temperatures reach up to 74.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 62.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Ducks Unlimited, a proud sponsor of our show and of duck hunters everywhere. Ducks.org. We're also brought to you by the Castle Rock Pettenwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-pettenwell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com. I'm Dan Small. Today we'll get a fishing report for Castle Rock and Pettenwell Lakes and the Wisconsin River and learn about a new sports shop in Nisida. And we'll talk to Lake of the Woods Tourism Director Joe Henry about the great walleye action there this summer. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has paid thousands of dollars in rewards to help solve crimes in southeast Wisconsin. Michael Hupe is the president of Milwaukee Crime Stoppers, and he's offering a $25,000 reward for the next anonymous tip that solves a homicide case. If you've got a tip on an unsolved homicide case, visit MilwaukeeCrimeStoppers.com. Well, Jeff Kelm is on the road again this week, this time somewhere in South Dakota with another Masters Walleye Circuit tournament. So I'm running solo, and we will get his report on that event next week. I don't know if you've heard this, folks, but the DNR is retiring the Hunt Wild Wisconsin mobile app. And if you use that app, it's ending on June 29th. And here's what they say about it. It was launched in 2018 to provide mobile access to hunting information, including hunting hours, site-specific rules and regulations, CWD, sampling locations, and much more. And now they are retiring it because they say it has reached the end of its life cycle. I'm not sure what that means. Maybe there's a lot of competition out there with things like Onyx and other apps. But the information that was available on this app is still available in a mobile-friendly version on the DNR's website. You just go to dnr.wi.gov, keyword hunt or hunting. And in early July, you'll also be able to get a copy of the current 23-24 rules and regulations pamphlet from that webpage. So if you're using the Hunt Wild Wisconsin app now, you can still access data stored there until June 29th, which is just a few days now. After that date, the application will no longer be updated and maintained. So if you've got information saved there that is saved or stored nowhere else, you better download it now and do something else with it so you don't lose it altogether. And we also have heard that this is pollinator week in Wisconsin. Pollinators, of course, are bees and other insects that help pollinate our native wildflowers and fruit and other trees that need assistance with pollination. They are active in our gardens. And the DNR tells us that native wildflowers are in bloom at many state parks and other properties, and a lot of them have pollinator gardens that you can visit. If you want to learn more about pollinators and pollinator gardens and sites that you can visit, go to the DNR website, type in the keyword, guess what? Pollinators. Well, I've been mentioning the last few weeks that I am hosting a trip to Ballard's Black Island Resort on Lake of the Woods again this year. It's been about 5 years since I was there, but we're going in September, And Canada has opened back up to American visitors. There are no restrictions at the border. All you need is a valid passport, and they'll let you across. The dates are September 11 through 15. We'll spend 4 nights on Black Island. We'll have 3 full days of guided fishing for walleyes, smallmouths, northerns, muskies, and panfish as well. And this is a complete package. Everything is included. Guides, boats, bait, tackle, lodging, and it's a very nice resort on a private island. You'll have a private room that you'll share with a companion if you want to go with a friend, and the cabins are just for our use, and all meals are included. The lodge serves great breakfasts and dinners, and we'll also enjoy shore lunches of fresh walleyes that our guides prepare right there on the water. The trip is limited to 13 people. There's still room for a couple more guests, so if you're interested, contact them right away. The website is blackisland.com. The cost for this trip is $1,500 per person, and as I mentioned, that includes everything. And some friends of mine from the Stormy Cromer Company will be joining us, and they will be bringing some Stormy Cromer gifts for everyone on the trip. And I know that's going to include at least one Stormy Cromer cap per person, maybe more things. I don't know what all is going to be involved. If you're interested, go to blackisland.com, click on the Trips tab, and you'll find my name there, and you can get all the information on how to register and any information on things you need to bring. This is a complete package. I mean, if you just show up with the appropriate clothes for September weather and your toothbrush, you'll be fine because they've got rods and tackle and everything else that you might need. Coming up, Joe Henry shares a fishing report for Minnesota's Lake of the Woods, the Minnesota side of Lake of the Woods. There's a lot of walleye action going on there right now. And we'll kick things off with a report on the Castle Rock and Peatonwell Lakes and the Wisconsin River from Darren Kiesling. He's the proprietor of Stars and Stripes Sporting Goods in Nisida. That's a fairly new shop and a new sponsor for us. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Escanaba, and Houghton. We at Remy Battery Company want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the past 90-plus years and your continued support of our local, family-owned company. Stop in and see the expertise of over 9 decades of battery knowledge and customer service. Let us take care of the batteries for all of your needs, from power tools to sump pumps and ATVs to hunting decoys, even down to the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or waters. Don't forget to ask your sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com. Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the 2 giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Castle Rock and Peatonwell Flowages and Juneau County offer 4 seasons of outdoor recreation on 2 of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes and many miles of river, hiking and biking trails, and more. For more information, you can visit castlerock-peatonwell.com. And joining us now is Darren Kiesling. He is the proprietor, along with his wife Carla, of Stars and Stripes Sporting Goods, located on Highway 80 in Nisita, Wisconsin. Their website is starsandstripessportinggoods.com. Well, Darren, thanks for joining us, and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, you bet. Now, our show airs on more than 20 stations across Wisconsin and into Minnesota, including WRJC 92.9 FM and 1270 AM in Mauston at 7 AM on Saturday. I'm sure there's some folks who are listening who maybe don't know about your shop, or maybe they do, but they'll hear about it now. We want to talk about what's going on in the area, but first of all, you opened just a couple of years ago. You told me November of 2021?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. A little over a year and a half we've been open.
Yeah. Now, that was kind of right in the middle of the COVID pandemic. How's that worked out for you?
So far, it's been doing good. You have your hills and valleys, your good days and bad days, but for the most part, it's been doing good.
Well, that's good. I don't know that that would be the ideal time to open a business, but a lot of people were hunting and fishing if they couldn't do other things.
Yep.
What do you offer there in your store?
Hunting, fishing, ammo, guns, magazines for guns, deer feed and chicken feed and bird seed and stuff like that.
Okay. And where exactly are you on Highway 80?
About 2.5 miles south of Nisita.
Okay. But right on the main drag.
Yes.
Okay. How's the fishing been lately on either of the flowages?
The last couple of days it's been getting a little bit better because of, you know, the last couple of weeks everybody knows that the water temps have been getting really high.
Yeah.
Just because we've had, it's been so warm for so long. I had a few guys come in and said that Peatonwell Lake was 75, 80 degrees already last week.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so that's not good for fishing.
No.
But the last few days being cooler, the temps have dropped a little bit, so it's picking up a little bit. More guys are catching, like on Peatonwell, they're catching more walleyes and stuff in the deeper water now in the stump fields and brush piles and stuff.
Are they trolling, jigging, or what?
Mostly jigging, but there is quite a few guys like on Castle Rock and stuff that are trolling and catching quite a few of them too.
Now, that's a pretty good crappie fishery, actually, both of those lakes. Any action there?
Yep, for the most part, it's been pretty good. I wouldn't say great on any species right now, but it's been good on just about everything with bass and crappies. Bluegills are kind of in and out depending on where you can find them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys are catching catfish right now. There's been quite a few muskies and sturgeons caught, too.
So a real mixed bag.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, good. How about the river between the flowages or either up or down from them?
That's been good for catfish and sturgeon and walleyes and stuff, too.
Okay. The last time I fished that area was below the Castle Rock Dam for muskies. I fished with a couple of friends who fish it regularly, and we raised a bunch of fish. We didn't actually boat any, but we sure raised a bunch, and they catch a lot of them. Has there been any musky action right there below the dams?
Yep, they've been pretty, that whole section through there has been good pretty much from dam to dam for muskies.
Are most people casting for them?
Yeah, I haven't heard of too many people that have been trolling for them so far. Not that I have heard. I'd say the majority of that I'm hearing has been incidental catches. You know, they're fishing for catfish or walleyes or something, and then they're catching a, you know, 36, 38-inch muskie while they're fishing for walleyes and stuff.
Yeah. And if you were to target muskies, do you think topwater would be a good idea this time of year?
Right now, yeah. Either that or trolling would be what I would try right now with the warmer waters.
Okay. Now, do you have any customers who are campers or who are hiking the trails or using the ATV trails?
Yep. Yes, we do.
Okay. Do you have maps then?
No, we have not gotten any of those yet. I haven't been able to get a hold of anybody from Juneau County to get maps for the trails.
Well, I happen to know somebody, so maybe we can...
I would appreciate that.
Maybe we can make that happen. Yeah, okay. Yep. So if somebody wanted to go fishing this weekend and they don't care what they catch, what would your advice be?
I usually tell everybody, like, below the dams, if you're just going to shore fish, below either one of the dams, Peatonwell or Castle Rock, and you throw something out there, you're going to catch a catfish or something. Either there or the Buckhorn Bridge is usually a good spot. You know, there's a couple of little boat docks here and there that, depending on the time of year, that are good, but those two, there are three spots there are usually the biggest shore fishing.
Okay, and if somebody wants to drop a boat in, what's your advice?
Well, if you just want to catch fish, and it's usually on Castle Rock Lake, if you go up by the trestle, you can usually catch fish there. They may not be the biggest fish in the world, but you're almost guaranteed to catch fish there every time. I've never been stumped there.
Uh-huh.
You usually catch something there all the time.
Well, good. Are you selling bait now too, Darren?
Yes, yes we are. Crappie minnows, fatheads, suckers, then we got the river mix, the medium and large river mix, and black-tailed chubs, panfish worms, night crawlers, leeches, and then wax worms too.
Pretty much everything somebody would need.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Yeah, we try to pretty much keep everything in stock. It's just a matter of whether or not it's available that week in the truck.
Right. Okay. You get your bait from Gollins?
Yes. Yep. Gollins out of Stevens Point, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, your hours, when are you open?
6 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday, and then 6 to 10 on Sundays, and then Mondays we're closed.
Okay. Thank you so much for that report. We'll catch up with you again maybe later this summer, and hope you get a little business out of this, and we appreciate your help.
Yep, thank you very much.
You bet.
You have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Yep.
Darren Kiesling is the proprietor, along with his wife Carla, of Stars and Stripes Sporting Goods. They are on Highway 80, just a little way south of Nisida. Their website is starsandstripessportinggoods.com. And this was brought to you by the Castle Rock Petenwell Lakes Association. 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-petenwell.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now is a good friend of mine from northern Minnesota, Joe Henry. He's the executive director of Lake of the Woods Tourism, and I run into Joe a couple times a year, usually at events, and maybe we'll get to fish together this fall when we'll both be in Bemidji for the Association of Great Lakes Outdoor Writers Conference. But right now, let's talk about Lake of the Woods. Joe, thanks so much for joining us, and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Hey, Dan. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Now, you probably know I've got a lot of Wisconsin stations and two stations in Minnesota now, and so there are probably some listeners who are closer to you than I am, but what's going on Lake of the Woods this time of year?
The walleye capital of the world, as we call it, with all due respect to some other good fisheries, you know. But I'll tell you, the walleyes are hitting. It's summer mode right now. We started out in the colder water jigging them. Jigging was the most popular technique. And when I say jigging, I'm talking about anchoring up and vertical jigging over the side of the boat, typically with a jig and a frozen emerald shiner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that technique is just so, so good. And then what ends up happening is when the water temp gets in about the 70s, that bite, I mean, you can still get them jigging, but I'll tell you what, those fish spread out a little more, and they're a little more active. Using a crawler harness with a bottom bouncer or a weight has just been deadly. And, you know, you can drift big expanses of water. You control those rigs. You know, typically I use a 2-ounce bouncer, and I use a Snelled spinner with a 2-hook harness with a crawler on it. I'll tell you a couple little tricks on that one. These little tips are important. You know, when I'm pulling a spinner, I want to maintain about a 45-degree angle with that 2-ounce bouncer.
Okay.
Now, some anglers might say, boy, a 2-ounce bouncer seems like a lot of weight. But actually, I like using a 2-ounce bouncer because I have total control. I can use that bouncer in 5 feet of water, but I can also be pulling down a break and fish that bouncer as deep as about 30 feet of water. So it really is versatile. You know, when I'm pulling that bouncer, I want to stay at about a 45-degree angle. If I start getting that bouncer too far back behind the boat, I'll actually reel in and reset it. At 45 degrees, I can touch the bottom of the lake, but I just keep it off. I don't get snagged or debris. And then, of course, going at about that 1.25 miles per hour is my go-to target. And but I tell you, it allows you to cover water. You got a blade on there that's flashy. It puts vibration in the water, which affects the walleye's lateral line. And then, of course, you got a juicy night crawler on that 2-hook harness. Tell you the other tip, Dan. I like to hook that first hook with, you know, in front of the crawler, the dark part of the head. I want to straighten that crawler out and hook that second hook, which normally kind of goes by the band of the crawler. But if I have too much crawler hanging off that back hook, some of those crawlers are so long, what I'll do is I'll pinch that crawler off. So I have just about 2 to 3 inches off that back hook. That's plenty of crawler to get bit. You're going to get a lot more hookup when you have that short tail.
And I think you probably get more scent from the crawler, too, because the end is cut off of it, so it's oozing its scent, its juices.
The scent is incredible. The action on that setup is just so good. And you catch everything. I mean, I target walleyes with it, but, of course, on Lake of the Woods, you're going to get saugers and pike and jumbo perch and bass. And, I mean, everything hits a crawler harness. If you're fishing on a lake that has big sunfish, boy, you know, hang on, because you will catch literally everything on it.
Are you trolling with boards or planers to get away from the boat, or are you right behind the boat?
No, right behind the boat. In fact, you know, on Lake of the Woods especially, the water is stained water, so we don't have to be that finessey with that gin clear water like some lakes have, in some cases due to zebra mussels now, but you know, no, we have that stained water, so we just, you know, we just drift it right underneath the boat. So if it's a windier day, we'll just drift. If it's a real flat day, well, then we got to have a little bit of movement, so we'll just use the motor. And if you're using a private boat, you can use a trolling motor or a kicker. And if you're on a charter boat, what we do is you get that big prop, you know, it's a big motor. So you kick it into gear and you kick it out of gear just to give it some push. And then you start slowing down, and once you start slowing down, you kick it in gear and kick it out of gear and gives you another thrust, though. But it keeps that spinner moving. It keeps that worm moving through the water column, and pretty deadly.
Now, to drag a 2-ounce bait, do you need a fairly stiff rod or a shorter rod?
You really don't, no. I'll tell you what I do is now, I never like to get too particular on what to use for rods and reels, because I really try to consider the average angler when I'm talking. But you know what? If I had my choice, when I'm pulling bouncers and spinners, I'd use a bait caster rod and reel. And I'll tell you why, is that when you're pulling, let's say 5 feet of water, and you start coming down a break, and you let a little line out to 7 feet, and then 10 feet, and then 12 feet, as you let line out to maintain consistency with the bottom, you know, the bait caster is just so much easier letting line out rather than having to flip your bail on a spin cast and then crank it over again and flip your bail. And now, you can certainly do that, and it works just fine. However, it's actually a lot easier using the bait caster.
Now, how about pike? Are people still catching pike there?
The pike are biting all the time. And, you know, the funny thing about pike, we got a lot of pike in our lake, but they're not a real common fish to fish on Lake of the Woods other than March, when people are after them with tip-ups.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, once in a while in the springtime when they're in the shallow bays, they're around, Dan. And, you know, we got walleye anglers catching them accidentally. And they're catching 40-plus-inch fish, which, you know, it's right around a 20-pounder. They're catching them all the time. And then for the people that target them, you know, they're fishing back bays, they're fishing points, they're fishing reefs, sunken islands out in the middle of the lake. And some of those big pike will sit out in those reefs in real shallow water. They're pretty prevalent, but honestly, they just don't get targeted. So if people like pike, come over, catch some of those pike. It was funny, I had a resort owner recently say to me, hey, what are we going to do about those pike? I mean, what do you mean? Well, there's so many big pike in the lake. We got to get rid of some of those. I kind of started laughing, you know.
Yeah, nice problem to have.
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah. What about muskies?
You know, Lake of the Woods is a world-class muskie fishery, and the majority of the muskie fishing happens in the north end of the lake. You know, the northwest angle, that little tip of Minnesota that sticks up into Canada.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times people will stay up there, and then, you know, the majority of the muskie fishing actually happens on the Ontario side. So they'll boat from the U.S. They're just a stone's throw away from Canada when you're staying up there at the angle. Yeah, they'll just boat in and fish the islands. We got 14,552 islands on Lake of the Woods. The number of spots, neck down areas, underwater points, you know, red cabbage, bays, saddles, the spots are endless, and we really have a lot of muskies. In fact, the muskie season just opened this past Saturday, which was, you know, I think it was the 17th, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
You know, we have a little bit later season for muskies up north because we want to make sure they're spawned out and everything, and the opener was real good.
I'm going to be going up to the Canadian side of Lake of the Woods in September with Ballard's Resort, Gary Moeller, on Black Island, Ballard's Black Island. We caught muskies the 2 times I was up there, and of course, one of our jobs is to catch walleyes for shore lunch. That's a tough job to have. But then after that, we can fish for whatever we want, and I'll be targeting muskies. And my son's coming along. You met him at River Bend this past winter, and he's more interested in muskies than anything else, but we're certainly looking forward to that. Well, what other fishing now? You've got sturgeon there too, but is there any sturgeon action going on in the summer? That's mainly a spring thing, isn't it, or fall?
That's when a lot of people fish sturges, in the spring, but the sturgeon season goes to about May 15th, and then it closes up for a month and a half, and it's going to reopen up here July 1st.
Oh.
Fishing sturgeon in the summertime is, it's a hoot. I mean, you know, the Rainy River is where the sturgeon are. And, you know, Dan, the DNR estimates that we have over 100,000 sturgeon that are over 40 inches long. They use the Rainy River for stripping the eggs from the sturgeon and putting them in other fisheries. We just really have a good fishery and 42 miles of navigable Rainy River. You know, the summertime, there's not a lot of traffic on the river. Most people are walleye fishing on the lake. There's walleyes in the river all year long. We call them resident walleyes. But, you know, most people are hitting the lake. When you got that river pretty much to yourself. It's gorgeous. It's a slow-rolling river. And, you know, you just sturgeon fish, and you target the holes of the river. You put down a circle hook with a couple crawlers on it. Once in a while, you might add a frozen emerald shiner. And you use a no-roll sinker, probably about a 3 to 4 ounce weight based on the current. And you just cast that out near a hole and sit back and wait for that rod tip to bounce a little bit. And it's that simple. And, boy, you can catch some tanks, you know.
Is this primarily catch and release, or do people actually keep sturgeon?
We have both a catch and release season and we have a keep season. Come July 1st, it's actually a keep season, you know, the majority of the summer. You can keep one sturgeon per calendar year per person. So what you do is, if you want to keep a sturgeon, you first buy a $5 sturgeon tag. Now you got a tag in case you catch one you can keep. And then that sturgeon has to be between 45 and 50 inches, or you can keep one over 75.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, a lot of people are keeping that 45 to 50-inch variety if they get one between there. And, you know, what most people do is they'll smoke them. They're very rich meat, very good eating. And,
yeah.
You know, the DNR, they really have no problem with the sustainability of the sturgeon population on the Rainy River for a few people keeping them here and there. I mean, it's there's a lot of sturgeon right now.
Cool. Well, Joe, we got to take a break. Will you stay with us? I got a couple more things I want to talk to you about.
I'd be happy to stay with you.
All right, folks, I'm talking to Joe Henry, Executive Director of Lake of the Woods Tourism. Their website is lakeofthewoodsmn.com. We'll be right back after this. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Castle Rock and Pete and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-PeteandWell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association.
Flo has made world-class recreational and utility trailers for 40 years, and the industry-leading innovations keep on coming. Choose an all-aluminum UT model or Cargo Max, the only utility trailer with a molded polymer bed, integrated sides, and an engineered aluminum frame. With either one, you'll know you don't have just any old trailer. If a new trailer is on your mind, check out floeintl.com. Flo Trailers, where the rubber meets the road.
Let us be your guide, Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for that perfect Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of unclouded public land with 160 plus miles of beautiful ATV UTV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, 7 wild river waterfalls to explore, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to exploreflorencecounty.com and plan your trip today.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Hey,
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
It's a new, cutting-edge, locally-owned business, and best of all, everything there is Bella-approved. Bow Wow Meow Boutique is now open in Stevens Point. You'll find a special outdoor area along with a cat section and the same great made-in-the-USA treats, chews, toys, collars, and more. Just like the original Bow Wow Meow offers your fur rents in Wisconsin Rapids. Your pet is sure to approve. When you shop Bow Wow Meow Boutique's new location, 3449 Church Street in Stevens Point.
Hail insurance is a critical part of your risk management plan. Here at Ag Country Farm Credit Services, our loan officers and insurance specialists work together to give you the best combination of risk management tools and hail insurance options. We'll analyze coverage levels and compare them to the cost of production and the crop revenue potential. Then we'll customize a hail plan to your specific operation. Contact your local Ag Country office to learn more.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. In roller derby, it's not a game, it's a bout. And each jam is filled with insane drive blocks and rushing soul crushes that rip shivers through your toe stops. Pace line, pivot line, jam a grand slam, whip a scoring pass, or you're down with rink rash. Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. And every Wisconsin roller derby girl knows to be insanely good on the flat track, you can't be insanely drunk. And if you can't be drunk on those wheels, you'd be super insane to roll drunk on your car's wheels. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Download the free Drive Sober app with a Find a Ride feature, awesome videos, and more at WITrafficSafety.org.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Apple pie, fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your business benefit from reaching hundreds of thousands of radio listeners? Show your American pride by helping sponsor radio promos, celebrating Independence Day, listing safe fireworks displays, and honoring military veterans. If your business would like to be involved, email your name and phone number to info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. I'm talking with Joe Henry, Executive Director of Lake of the Woods Tourism. Their website is lakeofthewoodsmn.com. And we were talking about the great fishing up there, Joe, but you've got a new feature on Lake of the Woods called Towboat US. Tell us about that.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, if Lake of the Woods was a Great Lake, it'd be the sixth largest Great Lake. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, in the past, if something ever happened to your boat, you'd have to hope another good Samaritan came by or maybe call the resort you're staying at and see if they could help you, or if somebody's really in danger, you dial 911, of course. The authorities will try to come out and help you. But a local gentleman and his wife who have been running a marina, and he's a captain, he does some charter trips. They said, what services could we add to our business that would be advantageous up at Lake of the Woods? Of course, a towing service doesn't exist until now. So now, you know, Towboat US, so for $99, you can become a member. And then, you know, you can, you know, be on Lake of the Woods or the Rainy River. And if anything goes wrong, if you run out of gas, if your boat doesn't start, if you run ashore, whatever the case might be, you can call the number up at Lake of the Woods, and they're going to come and they're going to tow you in. They're going to give you a start. They're going to do whatever they can to get you back boating again. It's kind of interesting, you know, that membership. If you belong to whichever Towboat U.S., whatever area of the United States, if it's inland waters, that membership applies to other inland waters. Now, if I'm at Lake of the Woods and I get a Towboat U.S. membership, and then I end up going to another body of water in Wisconsin, let's say, and they don't have Towboat U.S., well, if I need to get towed in by a resort and they charge me for that tow, I can take that receipt and turn that receipt into Towboat U.S., and they'll reimburse me for it. Really kind of a neat membership for $99 if you are on some of those bodies of water that has a towing service.
It sounds a little bit like, or a lot like, AAA for boats.
It does, yeah. And you think about it, I mean, what would it cost for a boat to come out 20 miles, hook up, and tow you back 20 miles? That would be, I don't know if it'd be $400, $500, I don't know how much it would cost, but I'll tell you, $99 if you're going to be boating at some of these waters seems like a good peace of mind to me.
Yeah, especially if it applies to the other lakes. I have seen that before, and I know, of course, they have the marine version on saltwater, but I think that they have that service on a number, on the Great Lakes certainly, and on a number of larger lakes as well. I would imagine some people are thinking, well, can I buy it on the water if I'm in trouble and I need help?
You know, I'm sure there's some kind of a stipulation. That would be a little bit far-fetched. That'd be like getting one of those, contracts where all your appliances are covered and you buy it today and need a washer tomorrow, you know?
Yeah. Well, at any rate, it's a good deal, and it's insurance, basically, is what it is.
It's a nice option to have, is what it is. For people that do some boating on Lake of the Woods or wherever you go, I mean, if you have the service available, I'll tell you something to think about. For $99, boy, you can burn up $99 pretty easy nowadays.
Yeah, just filling your gas tank a couple times for
sure. Especially if you own a boat, right?
Yeah, right. Well, the other thing we wanted to talk about, Joe, you were in a tournament on Lake Osakis just recently, and you had some experiences that you wanted to share. Tell us about that.
I've fished tournaments a big part of my life, walleye tournaments in my case, and I hadn't fished a tournament, a bigger tournament, in a few years. And, you know, I got into this tournament. I'd never fished a lake before until this year. So I went out and pre-fished for 4 days, and my partner and I went out and fished a tournament. And don't quote me exactly how many boats, but I want to say there was like 71 boats in the tournament, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we finished okay. We finished 14th. I think it paid down to 10 spots, and, you know, we found some good fish and learned the lake and had a good time, and that's the name of the game. The thing that amazed me is, Dan, how many people were using forward-facing sonar, almost like a Garmin LiveScope, or, you know, Humminbird and Lowrance have their products as well, but there were so many boats that had that forward-facing sonar. It was amazing to see how the complexion of a tournament has changed. I mean, when I tell you that I went to my first spot, and I bet three-fourths of the boats over by me were driving around looking at their large sonar screen, in this case. And what they were doing is they were looking around looking for fish. And then when they'd find a fish, they'd spot lock their trolling motor. And they'd be pitching, both guys would be pitching towards that fish. They'd throw a slip bobber and a leech. And if that didn't get them to go, they'd stay on that fish and they'd throw something else. And then they'd throw a jig. And then they'd be working that fish. And I saw one boat working a fish for, gosh, probably, you know, 10 minutes, and all of a sudden they set the hook and they got a 7-pounder. The way tournaments are being fished now with that technology has really changed. And, you know, I didn't have that technology, so we were pulling some spinners through some weeds. And like I said, we caught a lot of fish, but, you know, to be able to go through and identify fish and identify how big the fish are and Well, it's a whole other game, I'll tell you.
Well, my first experience with it was last winter up on Lake of the Woods, and we were fishing with some other media folks from the Association of Great Lakes Outdoor Writers. We were out of River Bend Resort and in shanties, of course, and our guide Alex had a Garmin LiveScope, and he let us use it for part of the day, and he took it around to the various shacks, and we couldn't move the shack to follow a fish like you can with a boat, but by moving it around we could tell where a fish was approaching us from. There were four of us fishing different holes in the four corners of the shack, and my son John was watching the live scope, and he said, "Oh, there's one coming over to you," or, "Oh, now he's going over to the other guy," or whatever. So that was my first experience with it, but I imagine it's something impactful based on your telling what happened on that tournament.
Well, it's interesting. I was talking to my partner, and we'd spoken to somebody who'd finished really well, a real good angler, and he had the technology, and my partner in passing just mentioned that, we finished 14th, but, we didn't have live scope, and he was shocked. You didn't have live scope? It's almost like if you're going to play that game nowadays, being in tournaments, you almost have to have it. You saw where Gussie just won the Bassmasters here earlier in the year,
yeah.
Gussie being from Kenora, Ontario, and a northern guy went in the Bassmaster, but that's exactly what he was doing, is he was using, I think he had a Hummingbird product, he was using a forward-facing sonar to identify these bass, and these anglers get good enough with that technology that they can identify the fish and then stay on them and then pitch their lure the right distance and the right direction to get them. And they can see how the fish are reacting to their lure. They can try different cadence, different jigging cadence. They can try snap jigging. In some cases, they change their whole bait to see if that triggers a fish. But it's just a really different thing. In the winter, of course, a lot of the crappie anglers and such, what they'll do is they'll go to a basin and they'll put that live scope down, and you can point that under the ice.
Yep.
And they'll point it in all directions, and they'll, "Hey, you got to go 50 feet that direction. Go drill a hole over there, and boom, you're on fish." But the people I talk to, it really saves you time. Just really has changed the game.
And you told me also that the professional Muskie Trail tournament series of PMTT actually banned live scope.
Well, they did, yeah. And, I think I read a story about some young guys who are really up in the technology, good muskie anglers. And, what they had done is they had used that. They I don't know if they had three live scopes on their boat, or I don't know. They had a number of them. And they were marking in one tournament over, I think it was in Wisconsin, they were marking, suspended muskies. And they got in that pattern, and they whacked the heck out of them more and just really cleaned up on the competition. And, using that technology, after that tournament, the PMTT banned the use of forward-facing sonar, in their tournaments. And, it was interesting because those guys said in the earlier tournaments, we didn't even win them.
Yeah.
But this one, it just so happened that, using forward-facing sonar was such an advantage. But that's the only circuit I've ever heard them banning the technology. I do know that same angler who had done so well in that tournament, he also caught a state record muskie over on Mille Lacs Lake this past fall. In fact, he had to break ice to get out there, and, he was using this technology to find those big fish. And it's the newest, it's the latest and greatest. And, I guess kudos to the anglers that are learning to adapt and use that new technology. The tough part of it is it's about $3,000. It's quite an investment for a lot of people.
It certainly is, but for a tournament angler who's got $50,000 in a truck and $75,000 in a boat, it's part of the cost of doing business, I guess.
It's a no-brainer, and of course that depends on how big of the tournaments are you're getting into and stuff. This tournament I fish wasn't a real big tournament, more of a local tournament, but even that, I've seen, young kids with a 16-foot Lund, and they got live scope.
Wow.
So people are making choices to invest in that technology. I think in some cases, even over a newer boat or other equipment, just because it's that important.
I guess it's new technology, and it will sort itself out in terms of whether anglers use it or not, and whether it becomes regulated or banned for certain purposes, for certain tournaments. I think of crossbows and even compound bows. You and I have been through that evolution where traditional anglers didn't like compounds, and now everybody shoots one, and compound users didn't want to see crossbows, and now they're available. And we heard from Rob Dreeslein last week or a week or so ago that they're now legal in Minnesota for anybody who wants to use them. And the times are changing, and technology has a lot to do with it.
It sure does. The other thing that's interesting about this technology is it really gives us some insight on what's going on down there with the fish.
Mm-hmm.
Give an example. You know, I was up at the northwest angle of Lake of the Woods last year, and some anglers brought him some just monster crappies, really big crappies. Wow, nice fish. You know, how'd you get them? And they said, well, we were going from point to point with a trolling motor, just mm-hmm. fishing walleyes, mm-hmm. and we saw these suspended fish. So we figured they're crappies. We dropped down on them, and they're monster crappies. But here's the interesting part. When we were fishing them, all of a sudden, you'd see a big fish come flying through the middle of them, and the school would just scatter. Well, that was either a big pike or a big muskie. So what we'd do is we'd motor around that area, and then we'd find the school again that came back together. And we'd fish them for 15 minutes or so, and then a big fish would come flying through the middle and scatter them again. I just thought that was so neat. And then, you know, in this last tournament, I was talking to one of the guys fishing it, and he said, when we were using it, we were pulling, with a trolling motor, we were pulling spinners through the weeds, kind of using a bullet weight and kind of casting behind the boat. And what would happen is when we approached the walleyes, we could see them, they're off the bottom a little bit. But as we got a little bit closer to them, before the boat got to them, they'd shoot to the bottom of the lake.
Huh.
I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Joe, I think we got to let you go. We've covered a lot of ground here, and it's always good to talk to you. So thanks so much for sharing this information and your insights on the new technology as well.
Dan, thanks for having me on. I sure appreciate it.
You bet. Folks, that was Joe Henry, Executive Director of Lake of the Woods Tourism. Their website is lakeofthewoodsmn.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide.
Are you looking for that perfect Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 plus miles of beautiful ATV-UTV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, seven wild river waterfalls to explore, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to exploreflorencecounty.com and plan your trip today.
Flo has made world-class recreational and utility trailers for 40 years, and the industry-leading innovations keep on coming. Choose an all-aluminum UT model or Cargo Max, the only utility trailer with a molded polymer bed, integrated sides, and an engineered aluminum frame. With either one, you'll know you don't have just any old trailer. If a new trailer is on your mind, check out FLOEINTL.com. Flo Trailers, where the rubber meets the road.
Castle Rock and Pete and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at castlerock-petenwell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Petenwell Lakes Association.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com. And remember, Crestliner is offering year-end clearance instant cash rebates of up to $5,000 on certain models through June 30th. That's ending next week. There's no better time to buy a new boat, so check the Cedar Lake Sales website or Facebook page for details. We're also brought to you by Ducks Unlimited, a proud sponsor of our show and of duck hunters everywhere. To learn more about the world's leader in wetlands conservation, visit ducks.org. And we're brought to you by the Castle Rock Peatonwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-peatonwell.com, and by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, just east of Mauston on Highway 82, woodsideranch.com. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can watch past episodes anytime at all at milwaukeepbs.org. And the Deer Hunt Wisconsin shows from the last few years are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And if you missed any dates, websites, phone numbers, or anything else we've mentioned on this week's show, you can always listen online 24/7 at lake-link.com/radio. And our show is now available as a podcast on the new Outdoor News website, outdoornews.com. You can find Jeff on social media at HardwaterJeff and find me at Dan Small Outdoors. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I'll be hosting a group to Ballard's Black Island Resort on Lake of the Woods again this year. The dates are September 11 through 15. We'll spend 4 nights on Black Island with 3 days of guided fishing for walleyes, bass, northern pike, muskies, and panfish. Guides, boats, bait, tackle, lodging, all meals are included, and we'll enjoy shore lunches of fresh walleyes that we catch in the morning out there on Lake of the Woods. The guides will prepare those lunches for us right on the shore. And great breakfasts and dinners at the lodge. The trip is limited to 13 guests, including me and my son John and a couple of friends from the Stormy Cromer Company. They'll be bringing some Stormy Cromer gifts for everyone on the trip. The cost is just $1,500 per person, as I mentioned. That includes everything, so just show up with the right clothing for September weather and a good rain suit in case we get a little shower, and you'll be good to go. To sign up, visit blackisland.com, and you can reserve a spot right there. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. This Saturday, and for most listeners, that's today, Warren and friends are performing his original musical, Riding the Wind, at Big Top Chautauqua. That's the show that started the Big Tent on its long voyage that's been going now for more than 30 years. The show starts at 7:30, and for tickets and information, visit bigtop.org. Warren and friends are also performing on Wednesday, June 28th, in Presque Isle at the community library there. And then next Saturday, July 1st, they're back in concert at the Big Top. For more details and information on upcoming events, visit warrennelson.com. And if you've got July 4th plans that include fireworks, it's probably a good idea this year to visit a town display with organized fireworks, because most of those are run or at least monitored by local fire departments. With the drought conditions we've been experiencing lately, it would be wise to forego backyard fireworks this year and take in an organized display instead. They're usually bigger and better anyway. Things may change by next week, but right now it's pretty dry out there, so save the campfires and bonfires and fireworks for another time. I'm Dan Small. Jeff Kelm will be back with us next week. Get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
Let's get to the perfect speed. Oh, how I love leaving the shore behind. When the cool night swallows the moose's nose, and the heron is fishing on one cold leg, when the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you.
gets a little chilly on the gunwale. When my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure. When the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.